Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. Pay 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Hi, this is Kevin McCullough. Thanks for listening to the Christian Outlook podcast, where we cover today's issues from a perspective that honors your Christian faith. Our podcast is brought to you through a partnership with the Pepperdine Graduate School of Public Policy and ADF, Alliance Defending Freedom. Here's another piece I trust you'll enjoy.
Last year alone, in 2019, fully 17 states enacted some sort of abortion-restrictive regulations, largely to try to stem the tide of late-term abortions and some more of the acts. I mean, they're all horrific when you talk about loss of life by any means, but some of the more horrific types of measures that we've seen even Congress get involved with things like the Partial Birth Abortion Ban Act of several years ago. So 2019, 17 states enacting some sort of abortion-restrictive regulations, while only four, in fact, enacted laws affirming abortions. I'll give you one guess as to which state is on the list. It starts with a C. It's along the West Coast. Yeah. Let's get an update as to where things stand in all of this. And joining me now is the host of Life Matters, heard Saturday mornings at 11 a.m. here on KFAX, as well as the Western Regional Director of the National Right to Life Committee, dear friend and brother for many, many years, Brian Johnston. Brian, thanks for taking some time in the midst of all the craziness going on these days in America for joining us.
Well, Craig, an honor, and as you know, you're exactly right, but I'm going to tie this together, and I think it's important that really the reason that abortions will be brought to an end is when people see the humanity of these children, and that's inescapable in late-term abortion. That is something that 80% of Americans that call themselves pro-choice, when they are asked about the specifics of that meeting, they do not support later-term abortions because they see a human individual. And I'll be honest with you, what we saw last week on the television was not a depiction. It wasn't a dramatic TV show. We saw a unique human being killed before our eyes. And George Floyd's right to life was literally taken from him, even though that is supposedly one of the premises of our founding documents, that every unique individual is endowed by their creator with the right to be alive, and the duty of the government is to protect that life. A nation, the world, who had to watch that is rightly angry and agitated and demanding justice. But I want to go one step further, Craig, because I've talked about it here, and the problem that we as Americans have is we do not understand true justice, and I am looking to a particular justice of the Supreme Court right now who was a radical black activist, and that's Justice Clarence Thomas. And he specifically has dealt with this issue in both aspects. Just recently, and I hope you don't mind my going in this direction, but I believe it's tied very closely to what we're watching as a nation, Craig. Justice Clarence Thomas was just seen on PBS, and I believe in the Bay Area, you still might be able to see it for free if you go to pbs.org. If not, you can order the film. It's extremely powerful. It touches on this issue. It's called Created Equal, the Clarence Thomas story, Clarence Thomas in his own words. The reason I bring this up is I have been studying Clarence Thomas in his own words. And as we have mentioned before, the right to life as an issue isn't about how I feel about babies. And the right to life as an issue isn't about my personal theology. The right to life is about taking the life of an innocent individual human being. And Thomas, when he was being confirmed for the Supreme Court, was attacked, but not directly on the abortion issue. It was all about abortion. We know that. But instead, they made it about natural law. They said to Thomas, and it's interesting, if you watch this film, again, it's available, I recommend it, probably the best example of contemporary history being explained. And you literally have Joe Biden excoriating Clarence Thomas, wanting to know, what's all this about natural law? Why do you have to base it on natural law? And the reason, and Clarence Thomas is right, is because natural law is what God has used to reveal basic principles, and it's what our founders said when they established this nation. We're going to base our laws on the laws of nature and of nature's God, on self-evident truths. This is essential for pro-lifers to understand, because if we don't adhere to natural law, there's no right to life. There's no such thing as a right to life. That emanates from what nature has demonstrated. Again, as Christians know, God has demonstrated his existence, his invisible nature, to everyone, so they're without excuse. And that's what our founders were saying in natural law. And if you look at Clarence Thomas's confirmation, the entire argument was, why do you have to base laws on natural law? And it's because killing an innocent human being is a violation of natural law. And they know that. But they didn't want to sound like they're championing abortion. Instead, they wanted to get into the arcane aspects of the law. And Clarence Thomas stood his ground. It's an incredibly powerful, powerful presentation of these issues. But that's what we saw literally in the case of George Floyd, is the reason we are all upset, and rightly so, is because this was an innocent human being. And under our laws, you're innocent until proven guilty. And the very individual who was killing him is someone who swore to protect that life.
Yeah.
That's why the rage is there. But there's something deeper that Clarence Thomas points out and that I've pointed out in recent discussions. The difference between natural law and progressivism. Natural law, you deal with individuals, both in terms of protecting individual lives and holding accountable individuals for their actions. Under progressivism, they don't deal with individuals. They assume individuals are part of a group, a social group. And so progressivism is irate because that was a black man that died. And therefore, the group, which they have branded black, now there must be rage because groups are being pitted against each other. And that's the premise of Marxism, of course, is pitting groups against each other to divide. But the reason, and Clarence Thomas would back me up on this, it's a powerful story, by the way. He tells us he was in Boston. He was involved in race riots in Boston, Clarence Thomas. And as he walked back in the wee hours of the morning, he stopped at a chapel and he asked God to please take the hatred out of my heart. And he began, or I might say he renewed his walk of faith. But the hatred we're seeing is because we're not basing a sense of justice on natural law. It's on progressivism or positivist law, where groups, oh, this group needs to be brought down because they're oppressors. This group should be elevated because they've been oppressed. And we've been taught to be amateur sociologists as a culture and look at groups as somehow the basis of justice. That is not. And again, our whole society has been taught this. That's why it's so common. But it doesn't bring justice, and it doesn't bring peace. It brings division. We've seen it in other nations. That's literally what all progressive cultures and laws bring about, is they pit groups against each other. They don't protect individuals. And the right to life, and the reason, back to where we are, the right to life is about the law protecting each and every individual life that's been made in the image of God, endowed by their Creator with certain inalienable rights. And that's why our movement was called the Right to Life back in 73. Because what's happening now in abortion is precisely that violation. But the reason people don't get worked up about it is they never show you. They never tell you. They use semantic words. And they refer to groups, and in specific words describe this. Choice, reproductive rights. And they don't deal with the specific action of what's taking place, the specific killing of these children, even late-term children, children that are born alive. And as we've talked about, the unborn sanctuary movement now starting in California is a reaction to the fact that Gavin Newsom will not enforce the Born Alive Infant Protection Act. We know it's going on. There's many late-term abortions documented now in California. We know because they're selling the body parts. They don't like that kind of discussion. But they don't want to discuss these children when they're born alive in the course of an abortion. People understand that's a human baby. That's a unique individual life. And people get upset. That's why the media does not discuss late-term abortion. They don't. The one thing Governor Northam did a year ago is he was willing to talk about it. He was defending it. And the media doesn't want that, because if you talk about it and defend it, you're admitting it's happening. Their plan is to never admit it happens. And yet we demonstrated Freedom of Information Act request, State of California, in ink, will pay for any abortion throughout gestations. Doesn't matter of gestation. Throughout all 9 months, there need be nothing wrong with the child. Nothing wrong with the mother. It's not about hard cases. They've lied to you about that. Doe v. Bolton has given license to kill those kids in the name of sociological health that the abortionist feels. So this is something that, again, we're in a battle of ideas, and unless we understand that we're a nation of ideas founded on sound ideas, what I'm concerned about, I know that Clarence Thomas is too, but we're seeing a move now to change the fundamental premise of America and simply dismiss America as founded and dismiss those fundamental God-given self-evident truths as the foundation for law and move to positive law.
And sadly, so much of this, Brian, I think, is also the result of, and we've talked about this before, the result of a culture of death in our society today. There is such a devaluing of the importance and preciousness of life, the notion that each and every one of us is created in the very image of God himself, and that we need to protect life from cradle to grave. We dispense with people that reach a certain age and health condition in life and feel as if, well, they're too costly to care for, they're no longer productive, contributing citizens to America, and so let's dispense with them, and if they wish to terminate their life, we'll even help them, and we'll allow a doctor to assist in the process. Then on the other end of the spectrum, certainly we see the tragic loss of life in relationship to abortion on demand, and whether it's done because it's unexpected or it's inconvenient or it's not the gender you hope for or whatever, suddenly we just say, well, we'll dispose of it. And I'm grateful to God that things like the ability to have a sonogram and that advancement in technology has allowed us to see and recognize and to show others that what's growing inside of a woman is not just a blob of tissue, as sadly it's often been referred to, but an actual living human being. And then, of course, across the center, as we've seen focused on since a week ago Monday, is the tragic disregard for the value of life. And we talked yesterday on the program about the fact that there is a sense that some people have that life is disposable, not valued, or not treated in the same fashion. And this is something that we as a nation need to get over. We need to come to terms with it. We need to get a grip. And then we need to move past this and start recognizing the intrinsic value in every and all life, from cradle to grave and everything in between. And that it's not just the value of certain types of lives, but every single life, because every single life is created in the very likeness and image of God. And I believe that it is the growth of the so-called culture of death in America, along with a major paradigm shift away from God, and at the core sin nature abounding in humankind, that sadly has led to so much of this tragedy that we've seen, whether it begins with the discussion we've had today on the topic of abortion in 1973, to the long and sordid and sad history that we've had of tragic racism in this country that has led to so much tragic loss of life, to just violence on the streets and the willingness of one human being to just discard the life of another for no reason whatsoever. And sadly, the product of not knowing who our Creator is fosters so much of this. Brian Johnston, Western Regional Director with the National Right to Life Committee. We appreciate the update. You can check out Life Matters Saturday mornings at 11 a.m. right here on KFAX. More information available on the web at californiaprolife.org.
Thanks for listening to Christian Outlook. I'd like to talk to you for a moment about ADF, the Alliance Defending Freedom. You've seen how your freedom is under attack. But if you act now, you can protect your family today and for generations to come. Go to ChristianOutlook.com to find out how you can join Alliance Defending Freedom to help ensure that the opponents of freedom don't dictate your future. That's ChristianOutlook.com. If you enjoy our podcast, take a moment and tell a friend to subscribe today.